Here we go.
Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast.
Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh House.
Watching the game on Thursday night, Josh, I decided that I have one massive request. We could even call it a demand for Mike McDaniel as coach of the Miami Dolphins. I think he's a great play caller. I think he's a great scheme designer. What I think the issue is that he gets really caught up in the game. What we saw happening on Thursday night was a total disaster, Josh. And I'm just going to walk through it. I know we've done it a couple of times, but the ball bounces off Grant DuBois' hands. It turns into an interception the other way. That's Tua trusting a wide receiver that the Miami Dolphins signed following the 53-man roster cutdown day. The Dolphins could have signed someone like Noah Brown, a veteran wide receiver who had a couple solid years in the Texans. Above all else, I think he can catch the football. When Grant DuBois was signed by the Miami Dolphins, it was, oh, he's such a great blocker. He could do all this dirty work. Why weren't the Miami Dolphins, when you consider Odell Beckham Jr. is going to be out, Malik Washington is going to be out, why don't we consider drafting someone who can catch the football? I don't know. And then the following drive, Josh, I know you love Robbie Chosen. Miami makes the same issue. You have a trustworthy tight end who had an awful week one in Durham Smythe, who is third on the team in receptions and targets a year ago. You have Jonnu Smith trying to get comfortable. Tanner Connor knows the playbook. You have a great group of receiving backs. And oh, by the way, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle are just chilling. Instead, you throw it to Robbie Chosen, hoping he'll be where the ball's going to be. The dude is playing Dance Dance Revolution instead of doing the right route. Sails over his head for a second interception. All of a sudden, Tua's on the sideline looking annoyed. Tyreek Hill's sitting there complaining. Mike McDaniel needs to be the one to go out there. Guys, relax. Guys, breathe. I shouldn't have had those guys out there. I should have played a slower game. This isn't a scenario against the Buffalo Bills where we should be trusting Grant DuBois on a third and eight, Robbie Chosen on whatever it may be. This is a scenario where you get the ball in your playmaker's hands. You don't run the plays for your playmakers with those guys instead. And then Josh, with all the panic, all the urgency that's ripping apart the Dolphins, nobody ever said, guys, let's just breathe for a second. Let's cool down. We have Tua trying to be freaking Superman, trying to escape pressure because the entire offensive line is on skates. The pick six, and goes back to the sideline. Tua's feeling helpless. The game is feeling hopeless. Why at any point did McDaniel not go up to anyone and say, guys, we're down 31-10. Let's not try to score 21 points on one play. You know, we have an issue that with the fact that Tua didn't slide. We have an issue that Tua ran right into DeMar Hamlin. I have an issue with how Mike McDaniel's been unable to just get his team to calm the F down. Bradley Chubb in that Titans game rips his helmet off and it started an entire team implosion. So I think when we kind of see the issues of this Miami Dolphins team, they get kind of just caught up in a moment. Like, you need someone just to kind of, whether it's a screaming argument, telling people to sit down and shut up, just to breathe for a second. It just seems like they got so caught up in a tornado and were so helpless and then just tried to score everything in one play where it just led to failure. I think that when we see how this Miami Dolphins team has dissolved over the last 7-8 games, it has to start with Mike McDaniel just getting everyone to chill out and believe in themselves.
Yeah, and I think in week one, Jake, we heard at halftime, you know, Tua was giving that rah, rah, rah speech. Everybody kind of, you know, rallied around. They went out and played much better against Jacksonville. He was playing like butt, so he probably wasn't the one doing that. He wasn't the one trying to get everybody up. So you need your coach, right? You need him to get in those players' faces, to have a little bit of an edge. And I think, you know, that's still one of those things that a lot of people are, you know, wondering if Mike McDaniel has in him, right? That was the one trait that they weren't sure, does he have that, you know, edge, the ability to go up there and, you know, ruffle a player that's not really necessarily playing as well as they should. I mean, we've yet to see it. We've yet to see this team truly, you know, show that type of grit. So it's a good question to ask. I was wondering if maybe the Dolphins shouldn't, you know, maybe let Frank Smith call plays, right? Maybe, I think we discussed that before. I don't think you really make that I guess you would make that switch maybe at the buy or something like that. So maybe that's something to keep an eye on. But I think you're right. For him being – he's still a first-time head coach. He's still, you know, calling plays for the first – what? This is his third season now. He's still young and still adapting, but it definitely seems like his head at times is in other places, or he outsmarts himself. Again, why is Grant DuBose in there? Yeah. Why is Robbie Chosen in there? When you pay those players standing on the sideline smiling – to be in a game making those plays. I mean, I tweet something out. Tyreek Hill hasn't had more than like 83 yards, I think, since he joined the Dolphins against the Bills. And people were joking like, okay, well, the secondary is depleted. He'll be fine. And he didn't do it again. And I think Jaylen Waddle was a complete ghost. I mean, we love those players. We love everything they're capable of. But every time we seem to have a time when they need to step up and play their best, everyone just seems to, I don't know where I'm going with this, turns into pumpkins.
No, it goes, dude, the idea that Mike McDaniel, he is so gung-ho on finding the perfect play to beat the defense. How about the perfect play to have your players out there? Maybe something where, you know, I don't know what else you can do for Grant DuBose, but for someone like Robbie Chosen, just get him running in a straight line, like that. Whether it's a slant, whether it's a drag, just get him running where it's not a stop and start, where you have to kind of trust him to be the guy. Have somebody rolling out so you can have time to let the play develop. It just seems like that Mike McDaniel gets so stuck in this is the defense they're running. This is going to be the play to beat it. And we've seen it time and time again where that's not the case. The Dolphins, it just, they failed to have, I don't know, bread and butter plays, it seems like. Just a couple go-to, just quick hitters that don't have to be super flashy that, hey, if we need 7 yards on third down, we can do it. And to me, man, please jump in if you're wrong. That seems like such an issue for the Dolphins, because I just watching that game, I mean, nobody, like, somebody has to keep Tua grounded. He's the ultimate competitor. Like, he is going to try to run over the Jets defender if you don't stay in his head over and over again, because he doesn't, like, we see what's happening on these interceptions, and there are going to be a lot of people that call him excuses, but Tua's not going to call them excuses. He's going to see three interceptions on his score sheet, and he's going to say, I got to go out there and do whatever I can to put this team on my back. Other quarterbacks do that, and they're called franchise quarterbacks. So, and that's what leads you to, you know, running it on third and eight when you're down 21 in a 21-31, whatever it was, in a game that was, you know, you can't come back on. That needs to be Mike McDaniel to say, all right, man, let's just try to get you comfortable against this defense, figure out some things that are going to work, because you're not going to be able to run all the way down the field and score 21 points on this play. That, to me, it just stuck out of, you know, McDaniel looking confused, whether it's, you know, I don't even like to joke that he's, you know, vaping on the sideline, just lost in it, lost in the smoke on the sideline. It's, dude, wake up for a second. Go talk to your guys and really have everyone focus in about the situation they're in and all the issues that can still come of it. Because to me, man, that's a big, big issue for the Miami Dolphins. Probably bigger than some of the other things we've seen so far.
It looks almost absolutely shell-shocked at times. And it always goes back. And, you know, I'm sitting here, you're listening to us kind of critique Mike McDaniel. It reminds me of everything you said about Brian Flores and how, you know, in a snap of fingers, everything was gone. So we definitely need to see Mike McDaniel rise to the occasion over these next few weeks. We mentioned him. Does he have that grit? Does he have that edge? Based on Hard Knocks, right, every time he needed to give a speech, it seemed like Anthony Campanelle was up there in front of the team, right, getting everybody fired up and, you know, trying to get everybody run through a wall. So I just hope Mike McDaniel shows us this young Shula type that, you know, Stephen Ross was looking for, and we don't end up in the same damn situation we've been in time and time again. So big things on the horizon for the Dolphins, and Mike McDaniel needs to step up for sure.
Josh, I got a little bit of bad news here. The Dolphins have also signed Jackson Carmen to their practice squad and released wide receiver Robbie Chosen from the practice squad as well.
I'm a little hurt by that, but he did slip. I did have written down that he slipped on that field. It was a bad route, but he did slip on that field. But good riddance, Robbie Chosen. Miss you, man.
The Dance Dance Revolution thing, that's me being a little dramatic. Like players do slip, but in a situation like that, you don't want the players to be in a situation where they could slip. You know what I mean? Players are going to fall. Those comeback routes, especially for someone like Robbie Chosen on skates. Josh, something I wanted to wrap up here. I just kind of wanted to run through Miami Dolphins receiving core a little bit more. Who's going to step up? Who is going to be the guy that steps up for this unit? You obviously cannot trust anyone but behind Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. And when you look at how this wide receiver group is built, you're hoping that people can, you know, catch the football. So Skylar Thompson, Stoop Huntley, either way, give me someone not named Tyreek Hill, someone not named Jaylen Waddle, who you think can really be that guy to really settle this offense down just by simply catching the football.
You're looking for a wide receiver, though, right? You don't want me to do the Devon Achane cop-out? That would be the easiest one.
You could.
I mean, Devon Achane would be my cop-out. I was hoping River Craycraft. I was going to say, when's he coming back, man? Like, River Craycraft seems like that missing link right now. He doesn't seem like that missing link to this offense almost. So I'm hoping it would be Eric Ezukama. But, I mean, if I have to give you an answer and put money on it, Devon Achane. I think he's third right now in targets and receptions. So, dude's a huge, huge part. I mean, I did an article, and it almost feels like he might be just as important, if not more, than Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle in this offense. And that's freaking bonkers to think about.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Achane has really turned into the engine. And, dude, you know what? Can we go all in and say, like, Eric Ezukama season, I really think if the Dolphins need someone who can smooth out so many issues, and this is somebody, God, who has not played a lot of professional career games, mostly preseason games, but just somebody who can really help out over the middle, somebody who can help run the football. My eyes are on Eric Ezukama, man. I think he can be that guy for this offense, stir the drink a little bit, and really just help provide an answers for a receiving core that, when we talk about how poorly Miami's offensive line was put together, man, I think we should be feeling the same way about the receiving corps. Three guys on injured reserve, Malik Washington questionable, Odell Beckham on the PUP list, and then saying, you know, we have someone like Grant Dubois who is great doing everything except, you know, catching the football as one of these guys to be a playmaker. It's just a major, major issue.